Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is like, I think, like, I just want some people to say things out loud. This person is the same person that texted, "No, you guys jump bandwagons, cheer when they're up and cut when they're down." What do? You cheer when they do stupid stuff? Do you cheer for your team when they're down?
That's just stupid.
It doesn't mean that they're not your team anymore.
Well, I think to be fair, I think they were going straight to ALCSs, and Tyler was absolutely raking Altuve for his base running.
But that logic doesn't make sense.
Precisely what we were talking about.
What are you? You would have been at Daikin Park saying, "Yeah!
Well done,
my
Altuve.
Job, baby! Yeah!
You did your
Still
best!
Love you!
You did your best!
Yeah, you did! You got out there! Woo!
You got out there on your birthday.
4-0, and you tried to take an extra base for no reason.
Get him next time, too, man.
Happy
we love
birthday,
you.
Altuve.
That's all right. Guess what's coming next? A walk and a single that you would have scored in a big inning. Hey, we lost by one.
Altuve, you're fine, buddy. Brush up.
You.
You're good.
We love you. What do you do when your team screws up?
Loser-ass mentality. Get the hell out of here.
Do you, like, honest to God, to those persons, because you're not alone, sir or ma'am. Hell, that might be Melissa. You're not alone.
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean to say that. That's good.
He's going to whoop that ass.
Yeah. we are at, what is it, Big Ben's? Big Ben's in Sugarland tomorrow? Is that what it is?
Righto.
You were cheering your ass off for Jalen Green during that series, weren't you? Yeah, boy, that's all right. But Jalen, we love you.
Oh, boy.
You can be down on something that your team does, and it doesn't mean you're a bandwagon. I think it's weird that you don't.
It's weird.
It's just weird.
Your ish is weird, bro.
Like, I love my kids. I don't cheer them every time. They just, when they go out there and just leave that toilet just full of whatever it is that they'd use to get out of their body and just walk off, I don't go, "Love you, son."
Yeah. I love my kids. Whenever they start eating their own turds, I don't cheer them on. Hey, good job, girl.
Text line coming through. Pony and Little League here. I'm just going to move past you. Pony and Little League here. Also, you can text in right now the highest level of baseball that you have participated in. And can you have commentary at home? Probably not. By the way, the Astros are just kicking ass right now. And I think they might be 9 or 10 right now. Is Diaz gets a single in right now, two-run double, and Altuve is able to score on on this thing. From the text line, that was not me, a-hole. I signed my
name.
What up,
I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't got nothing. Don't try to turn on me like you did last time. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
What up, Mel?
All right, I'm sorry. By the way,
Mel done got to a point where she's mad at me because I don't take up for her. I'm like, ma'am, I ain't done nothing. Well, you could have took up for me. I'm like, what the
It would be the gentlemanly thing to do.
No. I just never sit that out. As long as she knows that.
I just never know. Foley Fatakasi, he's back. Foley Fatakasi, I'm not going to lie to you, Clint. I felt like I knew what you were going to get from him. Like, I thought coming in, he's going to be solid. There's nothing really special. He'll probably be a good run stopper. But I would even say last year, Foley was more productive, better. The only thing, it was clear when he was hurt that they missed him.
Yes.
All right, there were big plays he made. I remember a big stop he had in the Detroit game and some other, but it was clear when they missed him. He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was just going to be a solid, dependable veteran that you knew was going to be where he was supposed to be and not mess anything up and not really give special.
Well,
he was good. I like this thought of bringing him back.
I like it a lot. I mean, because here's the deal: is if you're not going to have a guy inside there that is going to be just a wrecker, right? That just game wrecks kind of deal, which they don't have, and those guys aren't available very often, right? What the Texans do have is plenty of guys that can penetrate, plenty of guys that can move and shake and make plays. In passing situations, plenty of guys that can rush pass. What the Texans are going to need, and I still think they even need more of it, is that big body that can hold up a double team, that can just hold his ground and not get pushed 2-3 yards at the snap kind of deal. And I think Foley Fatakasi brings that. At the very least, he brings that level of stoutness to the interior defensive line. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a good get, an important get. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit if you didn't find another guy similar to him in terms of just being able to bow your neck and anchor down with that kind of ability.
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, I wonder if they're going to bring him back. Because he was good. As you said, it was a good combination when you would see, you know, hey, you got him, and then you come back and you bring a guy like, you know, Edwards Jr. or you bring Denico Autry in the inside on passing downs. It was a good mix, and really, like, I mean, he is just hard to move out of the way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and what he does, he is really, really, really good at that. So, like the move back, they bring Foley Fatakasi back as another dude in the middle of that defense. As now you're looking at the combinations of Foley Fatakasi, you got Sheldon Rankins, who they brought back, and obviously Denico Autry is still in the mix. So they've got a pretty good crew there in the middle. As we said, that seems to be the weakness.
Yep.
If there is a weakness to the defense, you say what's the most vulnerable spot? It would be the interior D line, and Fatakasi brings a run stopper to that, and should be a good move for him. So I like that move for Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's bringing him back. Speaking of Nick Caserio, he was on with Payne and Pendergast earlier today, and he spoke about one of the burning issues for fans around Tytus Howard, some of the offensive line stuff. He spoke specifically about how he views Tytus Howard. You don't want to miss what he had to say. You'll hear that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.